"Oh, Lord," said Maxim, making a face at me. I bent down to fondle Jasper, my unfailing habit in moments of embarrassment.
"Yes, sir. It appears Mrs. Danvers has accused Robert of secreting a valuable ornament from the morning room. It is Robert's business to bring in the fresh flowers to the morning room and place the vases. Mrs. Danvers went in this morning after the flowers had been done and noticed one of the ornaments was missing.
It was there yesterday, she said. She accused Robert of either taking the ornament or breaking it and concealing the breakage. Robert denied both accusations most emphatically, and came to me nearly in tears, sir. You may have noticed he was not himself at lunch. I wondered why he handed me the cutlets without giving me a plate, murmured Maxim. I did not know Robert was so sensitive. Well, I suppose someone else did it. One of the maids.
No, sir. Mrs. Danvers went into the room before the girl had done the room. Nobody had been there since Madam yesterday, and Robert first thing with the flowers. It makes it very unpleasant for Robert and myself, sir.
Yes, of course it does.
Well, you had better ask Mrs. Danvers to come here, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
What ornament was it, anyway?
The China Cupid, sir. That stands on the writing table.
Oh, Lord. That's one of our treasures, isn't it?
It will have to be found. Get hold of Mrs. Danvers at once.
Very good, sir.